Welcome, members of the committee, and welcome to those of you in the audience. We have a short agenda. We have just been tested on back-to-school day. We did well. You'll be interested to hear. And so we're pretty pumped up as we start the meeting here this afternoon. It was an eighth-grade level test, though, I must say. So maybe we shouldn't be too pumped up. But at any rate, with that, we will open a work session on Senate Bill 185. Jim?
Yes, sir. Senate Bill 870 requires the Blue Mountain Community College...
875.
You said him. You said 185.
Okay, excuse me. Yep.
Senate Bill 870 requires Blue Mountain Community College, Treasure Valley Community College, and Eastern Oregon University to collaborate to develop a plan to instruct students on a semester basis. Development of the plan must begin no later than January 1st, 2004. Directs community colleges and the university to implement the plan prior to the beginning of the 2005-06 school year. Requires those schools to report to the 73rd Legislative Assembly on the plan development and shall report to the 74th Legislative Assembly on plan implementation. Directs the Commissioner for Community College Services and the State Board of Education to ensure appropriated monies are delivered to colleges in a reasonable manner regardless of whether the college instructs students on a semester or quarterly basis. This has been brought back for reconsideration. The motion that we made at our last meeting was incorrect, and I apologize for that. And the fiscal is attached to the SMS. So the first order we would need to do is rescind the last motion, please.
Okay, thank you, Jim. Chair requests unanimous consent that the rules be suspended and reconsideration of Senate Bill 870 be taken up immediately. Is there objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Chair requests unanimous consent that the motion on Senate Bill 870 to do pass and be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means be reconsidered. Is there any objection? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Smith, would you like to come up? I think we last discussed this issue on last Wednesday. Is that correct? I think
yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Thank you, Chair Backlund, members of the committee. For the record, I'm State Representative Greg Smith. I have the pleasure of representing District 57, which includes Union, Wallala, Umatilla, and Morrow County, and the greater part of Blue Mountain Community College and Eastern Oregon University. The last time we discussed this bill before, it was inadvertently, or I guess purposely, sent to the floor, but before it was brought back, I had committed to this committee that I would work with the Board of Higher Education and the community college folks, and that is what we have done. And we were able to come to an agreement on the amendments that, you know, I believe you now have in front of you, the dash threes. What this will do is allow for a study to continue to move forward to study the feasibility of providing instruction on a semester basis. But unlike the first bill, it will let the decision lie with the State Board of Higher Education. The compromise that was reached, however, is that the State Board of Higher Education shall report back to this body with its findings. In the environment that we're in recognizing that in politics you must work to the compromise so all folks can feel good about public policy that moves forward, we felt that this was the best next move. I would like to thank the chair and those members who supported the original bill, and thank you very much for your support, and ask that you now support the dash threes as a good compromise that can work for everyone. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Representative. Is there anyone else who would like to comment or discuss on Senate Bill 870? Okay. Representative Hobson, we are in work session. Would you like to make a motion?
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 870 with the dash three amendments to the floor with a do pass as amended recommendation. I'm sorry, what did I do wrong?
Move the
dash threes.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Hobson moves the dash three amendments to Senate Bill 870. Discussion.
Briefly, Mr. Chair.
Representative Nolan.
I understand how important this issue is for two community colleges and one university in Eastern Oregon. And I also really wanted to officially acknowledge the hard work and passionate advocacy that Representative Smith has provided for the institutions in his district. And I also wanted to thank him for his willingness to find a compromise that can work for the institutions and for the university system as a whole.
Thank you, Representative. This is not real academic or scholarly, but my comment is ditto. any objection to the -3 amendment? Hearing none, so ordered. Representative Hobson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Now I would like to move Senate Bill 870 with the -3 amendments to the floor with the due pass recommendation as amended.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Hobson moves Senate Bill 870 as amended with the due pass as amended recommendation to the floor. Any discussion? Representative Nolan?
Mr. Chair, I'm delighted to be able to vote yes on it this time around. Thank you.
Well, we're pleased that you can vote yes. Representative Hobson?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I, too, since I was a naysayer before, I'm pleased to vote for this and thank the people involved and the university system for their willingness to work out a compromise on this.
Thank you. Gina, call the roll, please.
Representative Nolan?
Aye.
Representative Scott?
Aye.
Representative
Vaki? No.
Representative
Delso? Aye.
Representative
Bart? Excused.
Representative Hobson?
Aye.
Chair Beck?
Aye. Having received the constitutional majority, Senate Bill 870 as amended is declared passed. Representative Smith, would you like to carry? Thank you. With that, then, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 870. Okay. And we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 185. Okay, Jim.
Sure. Senate Bill 185 allows the Oregon Student Assistance Commission to guarantee loans made to non-resident students or their parents who attend eligible non-Oregon post-secondary institutions, declares an emergency, takes effect July 1st, 2003. Attached to your SMS is the fiscal report. It shows incoming revenues with no additional expenses.
Okay. Jeff, could we call you up to the table, please, and hear your comments? We're looking, are we not, at the -2s?
Chair Backlund and members of the committee, my name is Jeff Sweetser. I'm with the Oregon Student Assistance Commission, and I just wanted to share with you that I've been in communications with Representative Nolan and concur with the -2 amendments. And if I just might put a plug in for our products and services, here is a brochure that we just recently completed that we use with our students that helps them stay out of default on their student loans. So this is some of the good work that we do.
Okay. Representative Nolan, would you like to make a motion?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I move the -2 amendments into Senate Bill 185.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Nolan moves the -2 amendments to Senate Bill 870. Excuse me, to Senate Bill 185. Discussion. Okay, objections. Hearing none. So ordered. Representative Nolan?
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Oh, excuse me, Jim.
I just wanted to point out one quick item. It does have a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. When it was on the Senate side, they voted to rescind the subsequent referral.
So for us, are we going to we can move this to the floor, or must we go to Ways and Means?
You can, if you'd like, you can request the subsequent referral be rescinded.
Mr. Chair,
Representative Dalton,
I move that we rescind the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
Representative,
that'd be part of the main motion.
Okay, you would have to do all at once.
Yep.
Okay. So, Representative Dalto, we need the motion contained in one.
I think Representative Nolan has that motion.
Okay, Representative Nolan would be fine. She.
Mr. Chair, I move Senate Bill 185 to the floor, as amended, to the floor with a due pass recommendation, and to rescind the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means.
Very good. Thank you. Representative Nolan moves Senate Bill 185 as amended with a due pass recommendation and the subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means be rescinded. Discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Dalton.
I'm just in the habit of rescinding Ways and Means referrals. I thought it was appropriate.
I think I understand from whence you come, Representative. Yes. Okay. Call the roll, Gina.
Aye.
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 Excused.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Having received the constitutional majority, Senate Bill 185 as amended is declared passed. And members of the yes.
Happy hunting, Mr. Speaker. Go get them.
Yeah. Yeah. Representative Dolan, would you like to carry?
I'd be happy to carry
yeah.
it.
Yeah. I would like to add an editorial view here. I do appreciate very much Representative Nolan and Mr. Sweetser working together and coming up with a solution that works. And so I'm very pleased about that, and I would like to publicly acknowledge both for that effort. Okay, we'll close the work session on Senate Bill 185, and we'll open a public hearing on Senate Bill 127. Hey, Jim.
Senate Bill 127, the lease requirement that individualized family service plan for child receiving early childhood special education be reviewed every 6 months, maintains annual review and the ability of parents to request a review more frequently. This does not have a referral to Ways and Means. It has a no expenditure impact.
Thank you. We have two people signed up, Diana Allen and Wilma Wells.
Good afternoon, Chair Backlund, members of the committee. For the record, my name is Diana Allen, and I'm Director of the Early Intervention, Early Childhood Special Education, and Regional Programs for the Department of Education. And I'm here to talk briefly this afternoon about Senate Bill 127, which was introduced on behalf of Superintendent Castillo. Just to give you a little tiny bit of background and definition, the Early Intervention Program provides services to eligible infants and toddlers with disabilities. That's the age group of birth through age 2. And Early Childhood Special Education provides services to eligible preschool children with disabilities 3 to the entrance into kindergarten. Every child in the program has what's called an individualized family service plan, which is a plan that documents the current levels of development, the strengths the child has, and also identifies the needs and specific outcomes that the IFSP team, which includes the parents, group of specialists working with the child and family, hope to meet over a year's period of time. What Senate Bill 127 would do would remove the mandatory requirement that a six-month review happen for the individualized family service plan for just the preschool age kids, the early childhood special education kids aged 3 to 5. This would revise the language as it's currently written now from shall to may. And the reason this amendment is being proposed is it will align Oregon state requirements with the federal requirements of the IDEA around the annual review of an IFSP for children 3 to age 5. And the belief is that this will reduce any unnecessary meetings and paperwork. And as I'm sure many of you have heard, that paperwork is a burdensome requirement that many educators didn't go into the field for, but deal with anyway. And also there's a belief that teachers and therapists already working with children in the program are doing an ongoing evaluation and update of kids' progress. And the other major piece around this change in the statute would be making it very clear that families can still at any time request a review of their child's IFSP. This does not in any way take away a parent's right to review their child's progress on the individualized family service plan.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Blackland and members of the committee. For the record, I'm Wilma Wells representing COSA, and we support this bill chiefly and for one reason only. It gives that teacher who's working with those 3- and 4-year-olds more time to work with the children, which is where our emphasis should be. And just as a byline, it goes beyond the federal statute, and I think the legislature spent quite a lot of time this session looking at things that are mandates that we don't really have to do. So we urge you to vote no on this bill. Vote no. Please send this bill due pass to the floor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Any questions, members? I would say, in reference, Wilma, to your last comment, it's true that the legislature is looking at mandates, and we would like to eliminate those that are regulatory burdens or are unfunded mandates if we could. And so perhaps this is one of those that qualifies very nicely. Okay, thank you. Well, Representative Hobson.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Excuse me. We'll close the public hearing, and we'll open a work session on Senate Bill 127. Thank you.
Representative Hobson. I move Senate Bill 127 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Representative. Representative Hobson moves Senate Bill 127 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Discussion? Jana, call the roll, please.
Representative Hawkins.
Aye.
Representative Delto.
Aye.
Representative
Fox. Excuse.
Representative Hawkins.
Aye.
Representative
Nolan.
Aye.
Representative Scott.
Aye. Having received the Constitution majority, Senate Bill 127 is declared passed. Representative Hobson, are you volunteering to carry this?
Isn't that unbelievable? Yes, Mr. Chair, I am.
Thank you very much. We will close the work session on Senate Bill 127. And members, that completes our agenda. So with that, we will adjourn today's meeting.
Good job, man.
Wow.